Radio Access 102.5 FM, radioaccess.org. My name's Josh Haugen, and the Dakota Film Festival is right around the corner, April 4th through 6th. This is the entire weekend-long event. Friday night, the night of shorts. Saturday is the matinee event and Dakota Film Dash. But Thursday is a documentary feature film presented by Bismarck State College Arts Quest. And so we're here to talk about that today. And joining me, Josh Haugen, to talk about that is Barb Thorson, Associate Professor of Art, and Tom Marple, Associate Professor of Graphic Design and Communications, both at Bismarck State College. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So for people who do not know, can you explain, first of all, what Arts Quest is? Before we start talking about the film, let's just kind of get an idea of what that is.
Sure. Arts Quest has been around for over 20 years at Bismarck State, basically the month of April and early May. And it's a month-long celebration of the arts where we bring artists in, scholars, different mediums. And just recently, in the past few years, we've been doing some film collaboration with the film festival. And so you can go to our Bismarck State website and find the list of events. And we have something almost every other night going on up at the college.
And so the film presented on Thursday night, the documentary feature film, is The Great Alone. And this is just one of many Arts Quest events. We'll get to some of the others later. But first one, let's talk about this one. So I've seen the trailer for the film. I haven't seen the entire film. I want to save it for Thursday night, you know?
Okay.
And so can you kind of give us a brief idea of what that is and who it's about, and will that person be there on Thursday?
Yeah, the film is called The Great Alone, and it's about four-time Iditarod champion Lance Mackey. And he, when this film was recorded, it was basically his attempt to win a fifth Iditarod championship. And then it also, throughout the film, it talks about his trials and tribulations. Before he won any of the championships, he was diagnosed with cancer, and how he overcame cancer and won these four championships. And it's, if anybody knows what the Iditarod sled dog race is, it just got over here last week, and it's a 1,000-mile race. The easiest way to remember it is 1,000 miles long in the 49th state. So it's 1,049 miles long. And Lance Mackey is going to be here. Right now we have him scheduled to be here to do a Q&A after the film. And he's a rock star when it comes to the dog sledding world. And anybody that meets him, they right away take selfies with him, and they post him immediately because he's a very personable type person. But he's also kind of a renegade in a way where he's unorthodox in the way he's lived his life and overcome a lot of obstacles.
When I previewed the film, because of course I got to do that, I was struck because I'm not as familiar. I mean, I know what the Iditarod was, but I was struck by his tenacity and the fact that somewhere in the film they say this will never be repeated again four times, and I was thinking about it. You know, you think about the race and you see what they go through. You see the love of the dogs, mm-hmm. the connection. It was inspiring. I think I mentioned to you I cried. It was just an amazing piece of film and something that I think brings something to everybody, whether you've struggled with cancer or difficulties in your life or just, you know, perseverance for a goal. Interpersonal relationships are touched on in this film. It's just an amazing piece of film.
Yeah, the Iditarod on its own as a race would be worthy of a documentary.
Absolutely.
Feature film.
Right.
And it's called the Last Great American Race, right? Something like that.
Yes.
As it's hailed. And then you throw in this personal story of Lance Mackey, who, following in his father's footsteps and the relationship with the dogs and everything that he's gone through in his personal life. And I mean, I'm seeing all this just from the
trailer.
Just the trailer.
Yes.
And so I can't wait to see the entire film, actually.
You're going to love it.
Right.
Right.
And so I think giving that one personal, the personal relation of him along with the greatness, mm-hmm. the vastness, mm-hmm. that is the Iditarod race will make, mm-hmm. a great film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, and it is a family film. We want to encourage people to bring their families to it. There is a family version, if you will. So a few words here and there might be bleeped out, but it's something that you can bring, you know, your whole family to.
Right. And the thing about Lance is when he won his first Iditarod championship, there's another 1,000-mile race that isn't as well-known called the Yukon Quest. He raced the Yukon Quest, won it, went 1,000 miles, and then 2 weeks later raced the Iditarod. And I believe it was 2007 and won that. So it was a personal victory for that, for him overall. And mm-hmm. just an incredible, inspirational story.
And so this film was filmed in 2015, or premiered in 2015.
Right.
And so he's a few years removed from that. He's been kind of doing this film festival cycle for a little while, a tour for a little bit now. At least he did right away.
Right away.
And now
yep.
he's coming back to mm-hmm. to Bismarck to do it here. And so I guess, is there anything else that you want to get out about that event, that night, that film, before we move on?
Well, after the film, we will have a question and answer. And if there's anything you want to ask him, you know, after the film or some of his trials and tribulations, if it's about cancer or whatever, we encourage you to come out and or participate with us.
Yeah, it's a free to attend event.
Right.
Anyone can come free and open to the public on Thursday night at the Belle Mayhus Auditorium, 7 p.m. It's the first night of the three nights of the Dakota Film Festival. Again, Thursday, The Great Alone, feature-length documentary presented by Bismarck State College Arts Quest. Then Friday is the main event, what has been hailed as the main event in past years. It's the night of shorts, where we have award-winning short films from right here at home as well as around the world. And then Saturday is the matinee event, where you have a few more official selections of the Dakota Film Festival, as well as the Dakota Film Dash Awards and showing. So all great events. For ticket information, for more information on how to get tickets, go to dakotafilmfestival.org, find the Dakota Film Festival on Facebook, or just call Dakota Media Access 701-258-8767. And we can point you in the correct direction. Barb Thorson, Tom Marple, both professors at Bismarck State College, joining me, Josh Haugen, in studio. And we're talking about BSC Arts Quest as well as everything that I just mentioned. So we talked about this one specific event, but I know there's so much more to Arts Quest that happens throughout the year. So throw some of that at me and the listeners.
Sure. Well, we have our play coming up starting next week, Heather's the Musical, and that runs Wednesday through Sunday. And every year we do a musical in the spring that involves a lot of students, theater and music students. And so that's a very exciting kind of anchor event that happens every spring. Some of the other events are different concerts and such. We have an interesting art exhibit that's coming up towards the end of the, well, it's going on now, but towards the end we have the plein air artists coming to campus and painting on site, and I think mm-hmm. our snow will be gone by then.
Yep.
And so we have an interesting connection with the community, kind of interacting with students. And we have Karen Bakke coming from Fargo, who is a plein air artist. And she is going to come and work with students as well as the group on campus.
Right, and then it'll end on May 3rd or 2nd?
May 2nd.
May 2nd, where
we have
the paint out, where we encourage anybody who wants to. The Prairie Plein Air Artists is a loose group of artists that was started by Larry Maslowski in town, where throughout the summer, once a week, we get together, and for 2 hours in the evenings, when the light is just right, we paint on site. And that's what plein air art is. And the reception for this gallery show that is going on right now at BSC is next Monday. April 1st. So we have that reception going on. So if you want to learn more about it, and what I like about the group is that they're not intimidating at all. It's not instruction by any means, but you go there and you paint at your own pace, and at the end, we always throw our paintings together and look at them and do friendly critiques, and it's just a lot of fun. And then with Karen Bakke coming from Fargo, and then that ends with that big paint out on campus, that if you just want to see what it's like, just hang out with some of the artists that are painting throughout campus and doing this plein air. We're going to have a critique at the end of the evening.
Afternoon.
Yeah. After the paint out, so you can see what it's all about.
It's fun. We have faculty that are involved in this group, students, and then, of course, the community members. And so it's a nice mix of people to get together. And I think more people will want to join your group once they see what it's all about.
Yeah. And again, that's another one of those groups. Costs nothing to join. And it's all about getting together and learning how to paint better.
Right. We have one other art exhibit going on right now, and the reception for that is tomorrow evening, March 26th. But that one is on pollage. And pollage is a very interesting art form that was developed by an artist named Austin Wood Camerole. And she has developed an art that is without pigment. She uses cellophane and polarized lenses. And it is the most amazing work that we've had in this small gallery by the Sidney J. Lee, the Elsa Ford Gallery. And so I invite anybody to come up when the school is open, it is there, you know, so early in the morning till like 9 at night, you can come and see it. It's very interactive. You have little polarizing viewers that you look at, and the colors change, and it's just mesmerizing. So we have a lot of interesting art this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of interesting art and a lot of interesting events, I would say, you have going on. And if people want to see dates and times of those events, you have a website. People can go to bismarckstate.edu/artsquest. And then you also have a Facebook page as well, right?
Exactly. And the play next week, the musical, is called The Heathers. And that's a musical based off the movie Heathers. It was an 80s movie. It's a dark comedy, I guess you would call it.
I would say.
And they say it's Mean Girls, but darker. That's how it's described?
I know. I didn't see the movie, so I'm really anxious to see the play.
I am too.
So is Arts Quest a year-round event? It didn't just kick off, right?
No, it is not a year-round event. We plan all year round, but it is mostly the month of April. Sometimes we start a little early. The way Easter fell this year, we are starting a little early, and then ends the first week in May. And so, it's something we work towards all year, and then spring comes and it's here. And one of our newer anchor events, Tom is also involved in, it's called Shortcuts. This is its third year, I think?
Yep, third year.
And this is a really fun design challenge battle between students and local graphic designers and faculty, such as Tom.
And students.
Yeah, and they get up on stage and they Tom, you talk more about it, because it's really fun to watch, but I can't imagine being up on stage like you are.
Yeah, so what it is we do half-hour battles against two teams, and this year I'll have a sophomore and a freshman student with me against a professional from the community, and Megan Schlosser is who I'm going against, and two other students is with her. And then we will battle, and they give us a topic, and we have a half hour. So last year it was a book cover. So we did a book cover, and we battled, and we were given assets such as pictures and the title of the book. And we would design it on stage.
They're not obvious images. You get very odd combination of, and the audience just sits there and goes, what are they going to do with those?
And while this is going on, we have trivia. And this year, the theme is sci-fi. So there's a lot of Star Wars and Star Trek and that type of stuff. And we all have profiles. We all have what's called fighter profiles. Tom Marple. I'm Major Tom Marple this year. And my theme song is David Bowie's Major Tom song coming on. So it's a lot of fun that way. And so we have half of it is just watching all the profiles being released on Facebook. And then when we get together, we have raffles and handing out door prizes and things like that. So it's a lot of fun. And if you want to know what a graphic designer does, or anybody that's just creative, and how they handle a creative situation in 30 minutes, because that's the other thing, there's three of us, so we take 10 minutes each trade off, like tag team wrestling, and it is a blast.
It is a blast.
And we get the people that come the first time, they keep coming back, and this is the third year.
Yeah.
So if you're just curious, it's free. It's open to anybody that wants to come in the Bavendick room. And if fourth you've floor. Never been there, on the fourth floor in the Energy Center of Excellence at BSC.
So I think you guys have touched on this a little bit already, but I'm curious to hear from you a little more specifically what the goal of ArtsQuest is. When it was formed, what was the plan?
Well, I think in the beginning, it was to showcase what we were doing up at the college, what the students were doing and things, and then bring in outside people from either the area or the country and expose them to things that they wouldn't have a chance otherwise. And it's kind of grown and ebbed and flowed over the years. Some years we used to have themes and things, but mostly it's also kind of become like a community gift, because we are a community college and we take that really seriously. We love community members coming up and being part of our community for our events. And so our mission is to keep everything free. And so there's no barrier for anybody to attend these things. And
except for the play.
Except for the play.
Yeah.
And then that way people can be inspired, because creativity isn't just about the arts. Creativity is necessary in life in general. And more research is showing that. And having this kind of exposure to different artists and scholars in different, media and venues has really grown and I think helped the community.
Right. Well, and we have artwork in the plein air and in Shortcuts. And then we have movies with The Great Alone. And then at this, unfortunately, the same night that The Great Alone is, we're bringing a poet in by the name of Kevin Carello.
Right.
From Moorhead.
He's working with the poetry students. And if The Great Alone isn't for you, like you had said earlier today on Facebook, then we've got poetry that evening. And along those poetry lines, we also have a student marketing class that is doing a poetry contest. So that is happening on April 30th. And so it's a competition that is, the whole thing is being designed by these students. And so it gives the students an opportunity to learn how to create an event, work with our committee somewhat, and then put it on. And we get to just go and watch.
And anyone can register and participate.
Exactly.
So it's very it's very attainable. It's very open to anyone who wants to participate, whether just as a viewer, someone who watches, or someone who actually participates. It's very open to pretty much anyone.
Yeah, we're not the ivy-covered walls on the hill. We want you to come and participate and come on campus and see what we have to offer. We have a new building called the LEA, which is the Library Arts and English department, and that gallery is wonderful. It's a first-class art gallery, and that's where the plein air is right now.
Absolutely.
And then eventually it'll be taken over by a juried student show in this.
Yeah, we'll have a student show as well, along with Community Raku that a lot of people are familiar with. It's a ceramics event, and then we pull it all together at the very end, and we have something called a party.
Yeah.
And that's on Thursday, May 2nd at the Student Union, where we've got screen printing, we've got poetry readings, we've got, that's when the plein air folks are going to come.
We'll kick off after that.
We have a free lunch, we have DJs, we have a just a big celebration of the arts at the end, kind of to wrap up the semester and leave on a high note.
My graphic design students will design three t-shirts, and then more than that, and then we'll pick three designs, and then those will be burned to screens, and then everybody gets a free t-shirt if they want one, and they screen print their own shirt. A lot of fun. It went over really well last year.
Yeah, it did. So that's another thing that, it has evolved over the years. We've added things, we've dropped things, but most of all, I think we just keep getting better each year and finding what works and what responds with the community and with our students.
So well, I think moral of the story here is, regardless of what you're interested in, there's something going on in ArtsQuest that you can probably have some fun at.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, an example is we have, we used to have our graphic design, we call it our spring show, where the whole year of graphic design that and photography that our students do, we went to the mall, the Kirkwood Mall, but we can't do that anymore because it's just all the kiosks down there and it was just, wasn't attainable for us to do anymore. So now our show is on campus, and we would love all the people that used to see it at the Kirkwood Mall. It's on the last 2 days of April and May 1st, we have our show on campus in the student union. And come down and take part. And then on Wednesday, May 1st, we have all of our sophomore students have their portfolio review. So you get to see all their portfolios and what they've accumulated over 2 years of graphic design work.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Come see everything, yeah. And then we have wonderful food on campus. Come have lunch with us.
Yeah, we have a coffee. We have the Mystic Java. We have a coffee bar right there.
Right.
So it's, and we, please come on campus anytime and join us.
So Barb Thorson, Associate Professor of Art, and Tom Marple, Associate Professor of Graphic Design and Communications, both at Bismarck State College. Is there anything we missed about ArtsQuest, about the Great Alone, that you want to get out there still?
The only thing I'd really like to add is to thank you so much for the partnership that we've developed with the Dakota Film Festival. It's a great partnership. You have been more than generous to allow us to have an event at the Bell the night before your portion kicks off, and we just couldn't be more happy with it.
Yeah. Last year was the first time where we showed Little Stones, and I think it went over very well.
It was great
to have the filmmaker there to answer some questions.
We tried to get the director, Greg Coase, to come to this one. It didn't work out, but we're bringing Lance Mackey in, the star of the film.
Yeah.
And it's a different audience from what was last year with Little Stones.
And that's what we always try. We don't stick in one little box and every year bring someone in that's just similar. We keep trying to find new audiences. We've done Batman audiences, and we've done zombie audiences, and we've done all sorts of things over the years where we've attracted different people to events. If it was just things that Tom and I would like, you know, maybe it'd be a little boring. But no,
we
bring all sorts of things in.
Yeah, and we haven't even touched on the music yet. We have on the 26th of April the BSC Jazz Ensemble concert, and we have the chamber concert, which is going to partner with the plein air artists. So while the chamber concert's going on, some of the plein air art will be shown on stage.
On screen, yeah.
And the collage.
The collage concert's great fun. That is always a very well-attended concert where students, all the different student groups perform, and it's seamless. There's no stopping to clap. And then we have two artists, faculty, on the stage painting. And this year, it will be Nicole Gagner and Andrea Fagerstrom. So it's a very exciting evening. I remember last year, we had to get chairs in. It's very well attended. It's a wonderful concert.
Yep. And the concert choir concert and the BSC Wind Ensemble concert, that's on the 11th and the 15th.
Yeah. You just got to go to our website, people.
Oh, my God. It's a wealth of riches, believe me.
It is.
Okay, well, for more information on ArtsQuest, people can go to bismarckstate.edu/ArtsQuest, or is it just BSC ArtsQuest on Facebook?
I think so.
Okay,
yes.
So BSC ArtsQuest on Facebook. That's where you can go to find out more about that. For more information on the Dakota Film Festival and the Great Alone showing on Thursday night, you can go to dakotafilmfestival.org, find Dakota Film Festival on Facebook, call Dakota Media Access at 701-258-8767, and we can point you in the right direction. So Bob Thorson, Barb Thorson, Tom Marple.
That was my father.
Yeah, that's me.
Thank you for joining me, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.